आरुष नमोकार मंत्रा एंड जयमिन चतारी मंगल पाठ। ओके स्टार्ट।
नमो अरिहंतारम नमो सेतारम नमो आयर्यारम नमो विजयानम नमो लोय सविसाउनम। ऐसो पंच नमोकारो सवे पाव बनाशनो मंगलानम चे सवे सिंह परनम हवई मंगलम।
चतार मंगलम अरिहंत मंगलम सिद्ध मंगलम साहु मंगलम केवली प्रांतो दम मंगलम। चतार लगुत्मा अरिहंत लगुत्मा सिद्ध लगुत्मा साहु लगुत्मा केवली प्रांतो दम लगुत्मा। चतार शनो पावजामी अरिहंत शनो पावजामी सिद्ध शनो पावजामी साहु शनो पावजामी केवली प्रांतम शनो पावजामी।
थैंक यू। केवली पणतो धम्मम शरणम पवचामि। ओके ओके व्हाट डिड वी डू इन लास्ट क्लास? हु विल टेल मी? नताशा व्हाट डिड वी डू इन द लास्ट क्लास?
लास्ट क्लास वी ऑल टोल्ड आवर स्टोरीज एंड आई थिंक यू टोल्ड अ स्टोरी एज वेल एंड देन वी स्टार्टेड to figure, like we were discussing whether it was a real story or if it was just like a fairy tale.
Okay. And we have not yet listened to the story of Jaimin, right? Jaimin was not there at that time. Okay. So, first, thing that I told you all to bring something in this class. Anybody remembers? I told you something that we'll be studying from some book.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so anybody has it?
What do we need again?
Jaimin, we gave you one. I sent you some books, right? Last year, there were three books, small books.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted the first part of the book. There were three books, so the first one. So you all have it or you all don't have it?
Jai Shinendra, this is Arjun. Sorry I'm late.
Jai Shinendra. Okay, so Arjun, we just started and we were wondering if any one of us remember that I asked for bringing one book. So Diya has one book. Who else has it?
I have one book, but let me get it.
Yeah, you have now with you or not?
Oh, I have it. It's right on my bookshelf right now, right in front of me.
Okay. Natasha, Arush, can you just quickly arrange it, like wherever it is there?
Yeah, we're just going to go get it. It's in our room.
Yeah. Just go get it. Jaimin, you got it? You'll also take some time.
I need some time.
Yeah, just quickly. Okay.
Anubhavji.
Yes.
I've received several books from you. Which one would you like?
Yeah, I will tell you the name.
Is it a three-part set book?
Yeah. So we are going to refer first part today. Part one. Balbodh Pathmala, part one.
Okay.
It is the smallest one. And now we'll be wondering how much we know, okay? After looking at this book. Okay. Okay, meanwhile, everybody is coming. We'll just discuss what did we do in the last class. Arjun, you told us one story, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and it's the
story
of...
We all said story.
Yeah, we all did. It was a story of...
The Web of Desire.
Well, so did everybody have gone for the book hunting?
I found mine.
Oh, okay. Arush, Natasha are missing. Let them get it.
We got our book.
Yep. Oh. Okay, so everybody has a book, right?
Yes.
Anybody without a book? Okay, everybody has it. Okay, fine. Okay. So, what we'll do, in first 20 minutes, we'll quickly go through the books, and then we'll be coming back to our stories. Okay? Okay? Everybody's fine with me? Hello?
Yeah.
And my voice Anubhav is audible to all. Yes.
Anubhav ji,
yes.
Sachin, quick thing.
Ji, yes.
Do we want to listen to first Jamin's story because everyone else has told the story?
Yeah. We'll be doing that in next 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just flipping through the books and then we'll be coming back to Jamin.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll open the book and we are on the second page or main page number 3. That is lesson 1, Namokar Mantra. Everybody? The page
I'm there.
Yeah, it's lesson 1, Namokar Mantra. Correct? Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Okay. Left on the left side there is small box given contents. Can we all see that box?
Yeah.
On the left of it, on our page number 2, there is a box of contents. On page number 3, there is lesson number 1, Namokar Mantra. Correct?
Yeah.
Other than Arjun, anybody has been able to find this? Hello, Natasha, Arush, Jamin.
We have the wrong book, so we have to...
We have Balbodh Pathmala part 1. We are looking for part 1, okay?
Oh,
only part 1.
We picked up the primer of Jain principles that you have sent us.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah. Okay, we're just flipping to the page now. Yeah, it's lesson 1, right?
Yeah, it's book, the name of the book is Balbodh Pathmala part 1.
Yeah, that's the one that we have. We switched it now.
Yeah, it's a page number 3. The lesson 1 is Namokar Mantra.
Yep.
Yeah, and left to that on the page number 2, there is a small table given. Contents. Okay? Have we found that?
Yes, we found it.
Okay. So, Diya, can you quickly read the contents? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. 1, Namokar Mantra, page 3.
Yeah, so you need not read page number, okay? 1 is Namokar Mantra, 2nd.
The 4 Mangals.
Okay.
The 3rd is Tankar Bhagwan. 4th, Yudhishthir. 5th, the living and the non-living. 6th, the deity timetable. 7th, Bhagwan Adinath. 8th, my home.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so every name is looking a little familiar or some alien thing is coming up? It's familiar, right? Namokar Mantra, we all know.
You all did this.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm audible, right? If anybody has any problem in listening my voice, please tell me. I'm audible, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Namokar Mantra we know, and the four Mangals we know, Chatari Mangal part, right? And Tirthankar and Bhagwan, we did it, you know, we know the name of 24 Tirthankaras, we know who is Bhagwan, right? We did it. And Dev Darshan, we did a whole process that how do we go to temple, there is water, we have to wash your hands and we do not take any leather inside the temple, right? It's Dev Darshan. The living and non-living, we did Jeev and Ajeev, right? So Jeev is living, Ajeev is non-living. The daily timetable, that's a general thing, how should our timetable be? So we have not done it yet, but it's very like simple, how should your timetable, it's about it. And Bhagwan Adinath, we did the skit, Know Thyself, in which we learned about Bhagwan Adinath and Bhagwan Mahadev, right? And my home is nothing but the poem. Which poem it is? What poems did we do?
It's My Introduction.
Yes, My Introduction. My home is My Introduction. Pure soul is my name. Knowing alone is my fame. Okay? Okay, so we'll just quickly run through that what we know. It will feel a little good, okay? Okay, lesson number one, Namokar Mantra. Jaimin, would you like to read this for us?
Page 3.
Yes.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Aryaram, Namo Vajayanam, Namo Loisavasamunam.
Yeah, now it's now.
The first line means salutations to all the Arihantas of the world. The second means salutations to all the Siddhas of the world. Third means salutations to all the Acharyas of the world. The fourth means salutations to all the Upadhyayas of the world. And the fifth means salutations to all the Sadhus of the world.
Excellent. Yeah. Next page.
Eso punch no more aro. Sava pava panashana. Mangalam cha savesi. Paramam hohi mangalam. This punch namaskar mantra destroys all sins and is the first benediction of all the benedictions. This mantra destroys delusion, attachment, and aversion, and leads to right knowledge. The Arihantas, the Siddhas, the Acharyas, the Upadhyayas, and the Sadhus are called the five paramesis. Example, the five supremely adored beings. The person who knows these five paramesis and threads the path shown by them definitely attains real happiness.
Okay. We all have read it already. Any questions any has?
No.
Nobody has any question. Okay. We all knew this already, right?
Yeah.
Arush, any question? Natasha?
No.
No. Okay, so I'll tell you. See, the first one is in the middle, something is written in Hindi language. That is not Hindi language, that is which language in which it is written? Namokar Mantra is written in which language?
Prakrit language.
Prakrit.
Yeah, Prakrit language. So the things that you think you cannot read are written in Prakrit language. Means just below the, you know, the other, in which sounds like, anybody knows how to read Hindi language? Anyone
yes.
of you?
Kind of.
Oh,
yeah.
Natasha. Okay. Natasha and Arush as well.
I don't read Hindi.
Okay, you don't read Hindi. Only only Natasha knows how to read. Okay. So this language is not Hindi. It's like Hindi. It's the same, you know. It's Prakrit, Sanskrit and Hindi. They are written in the same way. But only the contents are different if I got to be right. Okay. So we know how Prakrit language looks like, right? Okay, that was the end of the chapter 1, which you all know. So what do we have to do if you want to attain real happiness? Jaldi, quick. Who will tell me, looking at the text, how do we get real happiness?
Yes,
We can use the book.
You get real happiness when, if you know five permissions and you tread the path shown by them.
Excellent, excellent. Well done, Arush. So you know when you know these five permissions and you tread the path shown by them. The last lines of this chapter, right? This is important. If I want to attain real happiness, how do I do it? I first have to understand five permissions and then I'll tread the path shown by them. And I'll really and definitely become really happy. Okay? Fine. And as so panchnamo yaro, sabba pava panasano, mangladam chuk sabvisim, karmam hoi mangalam. The meaning of this also we did once upon a time. Who will tell me the meaning of these lines? You can use the text, but you have to explain me. Arjun will tell us.
Oh boy. I think it was that by this Namokar mantra is the best mantra, and by saying this mantra we remove all sins, we dust off all sins and get real happiness.
Exactly, exactly. Correct, correct. So, Aso Panch Namo Yaro means this Panch Namaskar Mantra or this Namokar Mantra. Sabva Pavapanasano. It's a destroyer of all the sins. Destroys all the sins. And Mangaladam Cha Sabvisim, that it's the best mantra. It's the best mangal of the world. So, it's the best benediction of all the benedictions. Okay? And Padmam Hohi Mangalam. And by reading this, what happens? The mangal happens. Means the sins goes out, the happiness comes in. Correct? Excellent, Arjun. Well done. Okay, that's what it is written just below it. This Panch Namaskar mantra destroys all sins and it's the first benediction of all the benedictions. Mangaladam cha sabvisim. And this mantra destroys delusion, attachment and aversion and leads to right knowledge. Okay? Are we good? With the Namokar Mantra chapter, it was so easy, right? We learned about so many things and here are all these limited things I mentioned. Okay, so we know the lesson number one. Fine, we'll move to lesson number two.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so we have already done the first chapter. Excellent, good going. Second chapter will be read by Arush. Yes, Arush.
Chattari Lukutama Anantan. Oh. Chattari Mangalam, Arhanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevani Panatothamo Mangalam.
Yeah, continue, continue.
Oh, Chattari Lukutama, Arhanta Lukutama, Siddha Lukutama, Sahu Lukutama, Kevani Panatothamo Lukutama. Chattari Sharanam Pavajami, Arhanta Sharanam Pavajami, Siddha Sharanam Pavajami, Sahu Sharanam Pavajami, Kevani Panatam Dhamam Sharanam Pavajami.
Yes. Meaning. Arush, please read for us the meanings.
There are four benefactors in the world. The Arhant is a benefactor. The Siddha is a benefactor. The Sadhu, the Acharya, the Upadhyaya, and the Sadhu is a benefactor, and the religion of non-attachment preached by an omniscient being is a benefactor.
Okay, just a quick question. What do we mean by benefactors?
Benefactors are...
Anyone, benefactors, like dictionary meaning or anything you can relate to?
The Parameshti.
I'm asking for the meaning. What do you mean by? Benefactor is the English term for mangal. So there are four mangals, means there are four benefactors. So who is a mangal? Who is a mangal? Now who will tell me? What do we call mangal? What is the definition of mangal? We learned it. Anyone? Something which brings in something and takes away something is known as Mangal. Now,
it removes all sin.
Happiness takes away all, something that gives us happiness.
And takes away what?
All sins.
All sins and the sorrows and any everything which is not bliss and which is unpleasant, it takes away, and so everything which is pleasant and blissful, it gives us to us. So benefactor is nothing but the Mangal. This means that there are four things in the world that give us the happiness and takes away all our miseries. Okay? Okay, Arush, continue.
A benefactor is that which removes sins, delusion, attachment and aversion, and brings real happiness. The five Parameshtis are themselves embodiment of benefaction, and devotion to them brings supreme happiness.
Everybody follows this? The same thing we discussed. Benefactor is that removes sins and brings real happiness. And the five Parameshtis are themselves embodiment of benefaction, since they are full of bliss and they have removed all their sins. And if we devote our devotion to them, then it will bring to us the bliss also, and then they'll also take away the sin. Okay, excellent. Yeah, continue, Arush.
There are four supreme entities in the world. The Arhanta is a supreme entity. The Siddha is a supreme entity. The Sadhu, the Acharya, the Upadhyaya, and the Sadhu is a supreme entity. And the religion of non-attachment, preached by an omniscient being, is a supreme entity.
Yeah, so what is the word we learned for supreme entity? What do we mean by supreme entity? Anyone?
Logottama.
Yeah, Logottama means one who is the best in the world. Supreme, right? Okay,
yes.
So the Mangal is benefactor and Uttam is the supreme entity. Yes. Yeah, Arish, continue.
One who is the greatest in the world is called supreme. These four are the greatest in the world, and so they are supreme entities.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, next.
I go to all the four for my abode. I go to the Arhantas for my abode. I go to the Siddhas for my abode. I go to the Sadhus, the Acharyas, the Upadhyas, and the Sadhus for my abode. And I go to the religion of non-attachment, preached by an omniscient being, for my abode.
Okay, so what is going to abode? What do we never learned anything like this. What
shelter.
Is going to abode? Yeah, shelter. We go in somebody's
shelter, refuge.
Yeah, so we take someone's abode means we take someone's shelter, that is sharan. Okay, chatari sharanam pavajami. So I go to the abode of, okay, for my abode, for to whom I approach to. Okay, yeah, Arush, continue.
Abode means shelter. Shelter in the five Parameshtis means following the path shown by them and taking refuge in one's soul.
Yeah, the last paragraph.
The person who takes refuge in the five Parameshtis obtains bliss and becomes free from all the miseries, the cycle of births and deaths of the world.
Okay, excellent. Any questions anybody has? We all know this, right? Anybody has any doubt, any questions, anything? You can ask anything. Okay, so we'll take these questions which are written just below the text. Question number one, define benefaction, supreme and shelter. What is benefaction?
To remove all sins, delusion, attachments and aversions.
Yeah, and bring what? Brings happiness.
And brings real happiness.
Yes, okay. What is supreme, Dia? What do we call supreme? Define supreme.
Supreme means topmost.
Yeah, the greatest in the world, exactly. And what is shelter, Jamin? What is shelter?
Following the path shown by Brahmarshis and taking refuge in one soul.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so shelter is following five Brahmarshis. Okay, whose shelter should we take? Dia, whose shelter should we take?
We should take Parahamsas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhu.
Yeah, so there are four people whose shelter we take. Arahantas, Siddhas, Sadhus, and the religion preached by the omniscient being. Right?
Yes.
Okay, the next question. Wherein lies the upliftment of our soul? The question is, wherein lies the upliftment of our soul?
One who takes the refuge of the five Parameshtis and obtains bliss.
Yeah, and he uplifts his own soul, right? It's in the last paragraph. The person who takes refuge in the five Parameshtis obtains veil bliss and becomes free from all the miseries. There is a cycle of birth and death of the world. That means his soul gets uplifted. Excellent, Arjun. Recite correctly the Chaktari Mangalam verse. We all know that. And fifth question, the last. What do you understand by taking shelter in the five Parameshtis? Again, the last paragraph. Okay? We are done with this chapter as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. So, we'll stop for a while. Meanwhile, we'll be listening to Jaimin for his story. And then we'll continue for another very interesting task. We'll do some role play today. Okay? So, Jaimin, are you ready with the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so we all are waiting for you to tell us the story. Go
my
ahead.
My story is about Mahavira Bhagwan and a cowherder.
Interesting.
Well, Lord Mahavira was traveling from one place to another and he stopped by a tree to meditate. And then when he was meditating, the cowherder came, and he wanted someone to look after his cows. And he told Lord Mahavir to look after his cows. But Mahavir Bhagwan was in a deep meditation, so he couldn't reply to the cowherder. And the cowherder left, and he thought that Mahavir Bhagwan understood him. After he came back, he found that his cows were missing, and he started asking Lord Mahavir a bunch of questions, like where are my cows? But he was still in a deep in his meditation and didn't reply. And then he started going to look for his cows. When he came back, he realized that the cows were there, and Lord Mahavir was still meditating. So, but the cowherder got very angry at him because he thought that Lord Mahavir was hiding the cows. And he started whipping him with the rope. But an angel came down from heaven and held the rope. And it said, "Can't you see that Lord Mahavir is in deep meditation?" But in the cowherder said, but he tricked me, even though he didn't. And the angel said, "He is a god and does not care for your cows. And you got bad karmas for thinking of hurting him." And then the cowherd realized that he made a mistake and apologized to Lord Mahavir and went away silently. And then the angel was happy that he could stop Mahavir from getting hurt. And Mahavir Bhagwan didn't have any hard feelings against this man because he held no anger towards anyone.
Story ends?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Very good. Everybody got this story? Everybody got the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens, Mahavir, Lord Mahavir is meditating and he's in a deep meditation. Yes, he's in a deep meditation and there is a shepherd and there is his cows, so his cows are missing, so he accuses him of stealing his cows because he comes back and he says, oh, there are cows again. He thinks that Mahavir Bhagwan is doing things with his cows and he's hiding them and he's again making the cows appear again. And then he gets very angry and he starts to punish the meditating Mahavir Bhagwan, and then angels from the heaven comes down to save Mahavir Bhagwan. And they tell them that what are you doing? He is Lord, and what are you doing? Why will he care about your cow? And then he feels sorry, and then that's about it. Right? Jamin, I got you right? Okay. Fine. Similar story, one of the stories similar, Jamin, Arush also told us. Arush told us something about shepherd, in which he tries to please the God. He thought God is on some cloud, and he started pleasing God looking at the clouds. Okay, and then there is a scholar, and the scholar thinks, what is this person doing? He's so mad. Why he is expecting something from the sky, like God or something? God is not on the sky. So the scholar gets so irritated, starts hitting the shepherd. And then from somewhere, the God comes down to save this fellow man, the shepherd, and God starts hitting the scholar and tells scholar that everybody can remember God in his own way. Right, Arush? This was the story? Arush, are you there?
Oh, sorry. It was on mute. I forgot to unmute it, but this was a fairy tale, right? Because God really didn't sound.
No, but I'm just saying this was a story, right? Okay. And what we had with Natasha was a story on Swadhyay, that old poor lady in India. She was harvesting and cleaning her grains. And when there was one person passing by and he asked, what are you doing? So she said, I am doing Swadhyay. And so he asked, how are you doing Swadhyay? I cannot see you cleaning your grains. So she first is by asking them, and then she says that, see, but there is nothing but they're taking the good things, keeping it with you, and removing the bad things which you not acquired. I'm doing the same thing. Right, Natasha? That was the story summary?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. And then Arjun told us things about desires, and there was a queen and a king. They had a baby, the prince, and the queen was so, baby loving that she couldn't allow her son to go to some gurukul or some, school or some boarding school or somewhere in hostel. So the king always said, no, please let him read. But he was so dear to the queen that she didn't allow him to go to the gurukul. What happened? That son resulted to be uneducated. And when he was uneducated, the king also died. So now the son knows nothing. Right? Then what happens next, Arjun?
When the king dies, the boy realizes that he is very uneducated, he's not that knowledgeable, so he decides to go to he decides to go to the state priest who runs a school and who was a very good friend of his father's. And when he gets there, he tells the state priest, the state priest recognizes him, and he says, my father has died, and it would be a great honor if you could teach me. And at the same time, another man comes in, and the thing is that he said, the other man says, can I do anything? This, your school is too, is great, and you've helped this community so much. So the state priest, it tells the man that you can house this boy. He's the son of one of my friends, and he wants to learn. And then while he's staying there, he falls in love with the maid, who was a girl of his age, and she really wants to go to this carnival. And he hears in town that if you go to this very elderly man who is very rich, and you're the first one to bow down to him in the morning, he'll give you a fifth of a pound of gold. And basically, so this boy camps out in front of this man's house, and the security guard catches him and takes him to the king of that village. And the boy explains what happens to him and what happened to him, and the king says, you're lying, and he justifies himself, and he shows the proof that he's not lying, and the king says that if I'll give you the gold if you really want it, and so the boy says, give me a minute to think about it, and so the boy thinks that on the first hand, I can take just what I need so that the girl can go to the carnival. But then he thinks, on the other hand, if I do get married to this girl, then we'll need a house. So maybe I take everything of the king. But the guard comes back and tells him, the king is waiting you. And at that point, he realizes that this desire to have this much gold for just to do this one thing is so much that it's a cycle. If you have one thing, then you'll want another thing. And once you have that, you'll want another thing. And so he explains that to the king, and that's where the story really ends.
Okay, excellent. Fine. It was a long story. Good. So it concludes as if that we should not have desires, because desires never end. He once wanted a small part of the gold, and then he desired for the whole kingdom of the king. Right? So the desires are never going to end. So desires are not good for us. Excellent. And then Diya told us a story about the thief who became later Bhagwan. Right? There were four thieves. They had Jati Smaran Gyan. And
yes.
Then they realized that we should not do these things because we do not need these things. And then they all took Diksha, they became Sadhu Parameshti, and soon they got the Keval Gyan and they are now in Siddhishila. So from thieves, now they are Bhagwan. So if the story tried to tell us that, okay, if you're at present a criminal or something, or you have done so many sins, it doesn't mean you keep thinking about, oh, I'm so bad, I've done so much, I've done so many sins in my life, I'm so bad. Instead, you have to wake up, you have to stand up, you have to understand what can be done now and what can I do good now. Okay, I have done so much bad in the past, now how can I correct it? And then you have to understand your soul, you become Sadhu Parameshwar, you become Shravak, or you take Diksha, or you take Niyams, and you practice your soul, and you can become Bhagwan. There is no compulsion like a thief or a criminal or someone who is very cruel, he cannot become Bhagwan. Absolutely, he can become Bhagwan. Only if he stands up and he realizes, okay, I can do this. Okay? This was their story, the excellent one. So we have all the five excellent stories. Fine. Okay? So why did we give you this assignment of stories? The reason behind this was that, we have this whole different segment in Jainism of stories. Okay? It is known as Tattva Neo. Okay, we will start studying Jainism. we generally, because we all love stories, everybody loves stories, whether he is young or old, okay? I love stories to the core. Stories, like, if I don't find anything interesting, I start reading a story. So stories are the, like, first stage in the Jainism. So we have this Pratman Yoga in which all the stories are given. So the only tragedy is we do not have many stories written in English language, but I am trying to arrange those, some of the stories. So we'll be giving you, you will be reading those stories and you'll find so, you know, so happy that, oh, okay, this also happened. And you know, story has nothing of this world. They have, you know, some 2000 years back what used to happen, some 15,000 years back what used to happen, what happens in Swarga, how do people live there, what happens in Narak. So stories is everything. It has a whole new world we do not know about. So it's like, you know, you have heard about Harry Potter? Anybody?
Yes.
Harry
yes.
Potter, right? Anybody likes Harry Potter stories?
Maybe I do.
Yeah, why? Because it is a... Okay, who knows? Okay, fine. Some of us do, some of us don't. Why most of the people like it? Because it has a whole new world we do not know about. Okay, there's Hogwarts, there are people, there are witches, right? So they are the different beings other than us, so it's very interesting. Same with Jainism. We have stories about Deva, we have stories about Triyancha. Like there is one, we learned about that one Seyar in the last class, that he, you know, he took this niyam that he'll not drink and eat at night. And he doesn't, he goes inside the Bavri, he comes out of the Bavri. When he gets inside, he sees, oh, there is night, I cannot drink. When he comes out, oh, there is a day. There is a darkness inside, but he doesn't drink the water and later he dies and then in the next verse, he becomes Bhagwan. What is it happening? That we are now learning about how Triyanchas can happen, how the animals also can do dharma, right? So, Pratmanyu, the stories of Jainism are so rich, you'll find it so interesting. So, I have decided that we'll be having some cases, like some stories in our classes as well. But also, I'll be mailing you some stories, some interesting stories to read. Okay? Sounds good? Hello? Not interested
yes.
or interested? Okay. Okay, fine. Okay. Also, we gave you three questions as assignment. That you are in Swarga, how do you feel? You are in Moksha, how do you feel? And things that make you happy. So these three questions of the assignment, we'll be discussing it later. Okay? I have all your answers written with me. Some notes also I have that I think we all must know, and then we'll be doing it with some exercise, very interesting exercise later in the class, okay? So don't forget that I gave you some homework like this once upon a time, okay? Okay, now quickly, one read we'll be doing, it's very interesting, and if it goes well, then we have a new platform to, new way of study. We'll come to the book. Chapter number 3, lesson 3. So what I need is, I need one teacher and one student. So who is student and who is teacher? Jaimin is already read, Arush is already read. So we are left with Natasha,
yes.
Dia and Arjun. Okay?
I want
so,
one student.
What?
I want to be.
What, Dia?
I want to be the student.
You want to be the student. Okay, so Dia is the student. Who is teacher now, Natasha or Arjun?
I'll go for it.
Okay, Natasha, we'll give you chance a little later. It's fine, Natasha. We're so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No problem.
Okay. So Arjun is teacher and Dia is student. Okay, so we all will read the dialogue. So Arjun will read the dialogue of teacher and Dia is a student. Okay, lesson 3, Tirthankar Bhagwan. Yeah. Okay, so you all are acting, so you actually talk, just don't read, okay? Talk in a, you know, cinematical way. Start.
Third, is Baobali not a god?
Why not?
But he occupies no space in the list of 24 Tirthankars.
24 are the Tirthankars. All those who are omniscient and are free from attachment are the gods.
Are the Tirthankaras not gods?
The Tirthankaras are indeed gods, But even though those who are not the dunkers are unattached and omniscient, the arihants and siddhas are also gods.
Who is the dunker?
One who preaches the right path of liberation is surrounded by the magnificence of Samasaran and other glories, and in whom the dunker nam karma has come from fruition is called the dunker. Those are 24 in number.
Finally, let us know their names.
The first one is Rishabdev, also known as Adinath. Then it's Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Padmaprabh, Subharshwanath, Chandraprabha, Pushpadant, Chitalnath, Shriyadnath, Vatapuja, Vimalnath, Anandnath, Dharamnath, Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Malinath, Manisavratnath, Naminath, Niminath, Parshwanath, and the last one is Mahavir Bhagwan, who has four other names.
It's difficult to remember these names.
No, it's not. I recite a poem, which you should learn by heart. Then it will be easy for you to remember these names. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padma, Subharsha, Chinrai, Chandar, Puhap, Shital, Shreyan, Jin, Vasapuja, Pujit, Shurai, Vimal Anandaram, Jas, Ujjalval, Shanti, Kuntu, Aram, Mali, Mane, Manisavrat, Nemi, Parshwa, Prabhu, Varzaman, Padpushta, Chanda, Chande,
Shurai.
Sorry.
Sir, what is the good of knowing these?
We can ourselves attain godhood by understanding each teaching and practicing them.
Okay, well done, well done, well done. Okay, so we have... we know everything we discussed, right? Anybody has any question? Bahubali Bhagwan is Tirthankar or Bhagwan? Bahubali is Tirthankar or Bhagwan?
Bhagwan.
Bhagwan. So whom do we call Bhagwan? Who is Bhagwan, Natasha? Definition of Bhagwan?
Bhagwan is Vitragi, Sarvagya and Hitupdeshi.
Yeah, so in this text, how did he define Bhagwan? All those who are omniscient and are free from attachment are gods.
Yeah,
same thing, Vitragi and Sarvagya, same thing. Excellent. Okay, who is Tirthankar? There is a definition that we learnt and which is also there in this text. Who will read it? Who is Tirthankar? Anybody can find out?
Tirthankar is someone who preaches the right path to liberation and is surrounded by the magnificence of Samasaran and the other glories in whom Tirthankar Nam Karma has come to fruition is called a Tirthankar.
Exactly. Excellent, Arush. So it's the total... We learned this definition point-wise, right? Somebody who is surrounded by the magnificence of Samasaran and other gold glories, in whose Tirthankar Nam Karma has come to fruition, one who preaches the right path of liberation, right? This we did once upon a time. Fine? Or anybody is finding it very new? Hello?
No,
we did it or not?
Once upon a time.
Huh?
No, we did this. We also did like a comparison chart between the Dunkers and the Bhagwan.
Yeah. So all Tirthankaras are gods, but all gods are not Tirthankara, like Bahubali Bhagwan. He's Bhagwan, but he's not Tirthankar. But Mahavir Bhagwan is Tirthankar and as well as Bhagwan. So all Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, but all the Bhagwans need not be Tirthankara. Tirthankara only 24, right? Okay, so the name of the 24 Tirthankaras are given there. How many Tirthankaras have more than one name? Quickly. Jamin. How many
Can you
number
repeat
I
the question?
How many Tirthankaras have more than one name?
Two.
Okay. Any other answer?
Three.
Okay, we have two and we have three. Any other answer? Okay, which one is true? Two or three? Alright, it is given there, the extra additional names are given in parentheses, in brackets. How many Tirthankaras have brackets after their names? Rishabh
three.
Bhagwan has brackets? Yeah, three. The first Tirthankara, the ninth Tirthankara, and 24th Tirthankara. Okay, so Rishabh Dev's other name is Adinath. And ninth Pushpadant Bhagwan, his other name is Suvidhinath. We didn't learn this, right? So the other name of Pushpadant Bhagwan is Suvidhinath. What is it?
Suvidhinath.
Suvidhinath. Yeah. Diya, what is the name of Pushpadant Bhagwan? Other name?
Suvidhinath.
Suvidhinath Bhagwan.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Then Mahavir Bhagwan, there are five names, which are Mahavir, Vardhaman, Veer, Ativir, Tanmati. This we did in Tirthankara as well, and this we did in Arthkit as well. Know thyself. Right?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So we also did this poem that Arjun just sung for us very beautifully, right? Rishabh Ajit Sambhav Abhinandan Sumati Padma Supashva Jinirai Chandra Pahup Sheetal Shriyansajin Vasu Pujya Pujit Surai Vimal Anand Dharma Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kuntu Armalli Manai Muniso Vratnami Nemi Pasha Prabhu Vardhaman Pada Pushpa Chadai. This was simple. This we did once upon a time, but nobody of us learned these except Natasha was able to learn this complete poem, right? But anyways, we all learned 24 names, so that's not a problem. This the purpose of this poem is to remember all the 24 names. So I think we all still remember the 24 names, do we? Do we? Okay, Dia does. Who else?
Yes.
Okay, yes. No, if you remember, then only say yes. Don't just say yes. Yeah, other than Dia, who else? Arjun?
A little bit of revision.
Yeah. So, okay, we'll once more read the names and then I think it will refresh your memory. I'll tell you, okay, the first one is Rishabh Dev, Adinath, then Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Samatinath, Padma Prabhu, Suparshnath, Chandra Prabhu, Pushpadanta, whose other name is Suvidhinath, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasupujya, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Mallinath, Munisubratnath, Naminath, Neninath, Parshanath, and Mahavir, whose other names are Vardhaman, Veer, Ativir, Tanmati. Okay, fine. And what is the good of knowing these, Jaivin? What is the good of knowing these 24 names and Bhagwan and Tirthankara?
We can attain Godhood by understanding their teachings and practicing them.
Yeah, so we know that, okay, these are Tirthankaras, these are Bhagwans, so we know how to become Tirthankara or Bhagwan. And therefore, by knowing this, we can ourselves become Bhagwan by understanding the teachings and practicing the teachings of those gods. Excellent. So quickly question, who is called God? We all know Vitragi Sarvagya. Who is called Tirthankara? We know Magnificence of Samavsharan, preaches as path of liberation. Tirthankara Namkar, fruition has come. What is the difference between Tirthankara and God? Is every God is a Tirthankara? No. Every God is not a Tirthankara, but every Tirthankara is definitely a God. Okay, so that is the difference. How many Tirthankaras are there? 24. We all know the names. Are gods 224 in number? How many gods are there?
Infinite.
So gods are not in 24 number. Tirthankaras are in 24 number. Okay. Tell the names of the 1st, the 5th, the 8th, the 13th, the 16th, the 20th, and the 22nd of and the 24th Tirthankara. Okay, this is a little tough. Who is 5th Tirthankara? Quickly. 5th, who is 5th? Munisubrat?
No, I said, are we saying the 1st or the 5th?
5th. 1st, we all know.
Yeah. Sumatinath?
Yeah, Sumatinath. And who is 22nd?
Naminath.
The 21st is Naminath, 22nd is Naminath. And who is 23rd? Partnath. Who is 17
is Kuntunath.
Yeah, we all can read. Just we have to flip one page. Kuntunath. Okay. The 7th question. How many Tirthankaras bear more than one name? Oh, we discussed it.
Three.
Tirthankaras. The 1st, the 9th, and the 24th. Okay. So we did 3 chapters. We already know this much. And our time is up. So, how did you like reading with this book? Was it tough? Or it was a new thing, interesting?
I think I read the 1st book on a road trip. So it was good to read it over again.
Okay. No, but anybody has any difficulty in going by the book? The presentations were better? What?
I like the book.
Yeah, you like the book. Okay, even I like the book. So what we...
The book gives an interesting spin on stuff.
Yeah, because it has dialogues and also we have every chapter will have a dialogue and interesting dialogues we'll have. Sometimes we'll also have some, you know, funny things also. We'll do the dialogues in the next class. So we'll one by one we have chapters with dialogues only. Doctor Mother, Chinesh, Dinesh, different weird names, Hira Lal, Gyan Chand. Okay, so we'll do it, will be interesting. And meanwhile I'll try to arrange one story for us all. So I'll mail it to Sachinji and then he'll be mailing you all. We can read one story and when we'll discuss it, it will be a good fun. Okay? Is that fine if I send you one story and you all get time to read it?
Yeah, it will
be a one page, two page story, but it will be very interesting, okay? Okay, so we'll wind up today. So what we'll do, we know Pure Soul is my name, my home. So we learned the poem, but in the last page it has a different poem, so we'll try to read this poem. And we can see the one we learned, the lesson number 8, the last page. Everybody is on it?
Which page?
It's page number 23. Lesson 8. Okay, my home.
Yes, yes.
It's a different, like our poem is a little, you know, it's more in rhyme and we can sing it. But this thing is a little, you know, weird to sing. We'll still try to sing, okay? Okay. Okay, we all will sing together, okay? My name is Pure Soul, knowing alone is my job. Salvation is my home, where I enjoy perfect bliss. No hunger in my abode, no thirst in my abode, no cup of gold in my abode, no pain or agony in my abode. true, happy and lovely is my home. My
knowing
alone is my job. We shall discriminate ourselves from others.
We
shall meditate at our soul.
We
shall
not worry
about our
present. We shall enjoy spiritual bliss.
My home is home.
Just 1 minute. Excellent. Okay, we all know the meanings of this line. So, okay, we'll discuss it in the next class. Meanwhile, I'll try to send you a story and we all will come after reading that story and bring back this book in the next class, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Jai Janendra. See you next
time. Jai Janendra. Thank you very much, Anubhavji.
Jai Janendra.
Thank you.
Thank you.